This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Morocco's earthquake has far exceeded 2,000 in the early hours Sunday as rescuers continue digging through mud and rubble for possible survivors, while many spent a second night sleeping on the streets with their homes no longer safe to return to. Reuters' Diane Toe.
Those numbers are set to continue rising, while the situation is bleak for many of those who survived. In this village in Azni, almost all structures were damaged in the quake. This mother of two young children is not sure what to do, saying the quake destroyed her home and badly injured her husband, who is the family's sole provider. The damage is also extensive in the historic old city of Marrakesh, some 45 miles northeast of the quake's epicenter. Many there spent a second night sleeping rough on Saturday as their homes were at risk of collapsing.
That is Reuters' Diane Toe reporting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss sanctions against Russia.
McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussion Saturday with Zelensky, said sanctions against Russia and specifically President Vladimir Putin will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
Long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies have outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. The officials say a network will be a game changer for global trade. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he does not believe a peaceful solution to the war in Ukraine is possible with Russian President Vladimir Putin involved. Speaking at the two-day Yalta European Strategy Forum in Kyiv, Johnson said, of course, a peaceful solution would be the first choice, but he suggested Putin is perhaps not as trustworthy to deal with, to strike a deal and use Wagner paramilitary group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, a former Putin friend and ally who died in a plane crash last month, as an example.
Yevgeny Prigozhin thought he had a deal with Vladimir Putin, and that didn't work very well for him, right? So I think I'm skeptical, but of course we've got to hope that it works. The most important thing for the world is to prove that our values work, democracy, liberty, the defense of freedom, are valuable and that we stick up for them.
Johnson added that one of the arguments for Ukraine not joining NATO had been that it might provoke Putin has been comprehensively demolished by Putin himself. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety from a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said its experts deployed at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reported hearing numerous explosions over the past week in a possible indication of increased military activity in the region as Ukrainian forces continue to press their counteroffensive. There was no damage to the plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariani Grossi warned in a statement issued late Friday he was, quote, deeply concerned about the possible dangers facing the plant. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Updated COVID-19 vaccines are coming soon, just in time to pair them with flu shots. In this fall, the first vaccines for another scary virus called RSV are rolling out to older adults and pregnant women. Doctors hope enough people get vaccinated to help avert another triple demic, like last year when hospitals were overwhelmed with an early flu season, an onslaught of RSV, or a respiratory virus, and yet another winter coronavirus surge. COVID-19 and hospitalizations have been steadily increasing since late summer, although not nearly as much as this time last year, and RSV already is on the rise in parts of the Southeast. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.